For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello and welcome to the Pitt Mailbag Show from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We're your hosts, Chris Carter and Abby Schnabel, your college reporters here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. As always, you can find the show on your favorite podcasting apps and on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoy it. Subscribe to this channel to get all of the daily content that comes out from all of our sports writers, including the Monday, Wednesday, Friday episodes of the North Shore Drive podcast. And as always, this show is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar, the best bar in all of Pittsburgh. When you go to Mike's Beer Bar, it's right across the street from PNC Park on Federal Street. They have amazing food, but also amazing beers, over 500 different available beers. 300 of those beers are from the local Pittsburgh area, and 80 of those local beers are available on tap. Abby, it's June. It's the slower time when it comes to action in college sports. There's certainly some recruiting stuff going on, but there's always still news to talk about, and we're happy to have you back on the show to do that here. How you been, Abby?
Oh, you know, just keeping up with the transfer portal, the constant changing college sports world, and, you know, June, while it is a bit of the slow season, it really never stops.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It's college sports is ever changing. We covered all of those changes last week. We talked a lot about that, and I'm sure we'll revisit that very soon. This week, we wanted to change pace because there was some news and somewhat significant news on the Pitt basketball side of things. And the question, and that led to the question we got in our email box from Clarence, who says, "How does Jorge Diaz-Graham's injury impact Pitt hoops?" Now, if you missed it, Jorge Diaz-Graham is out for 8 weeks right now, recovering from an injury. It's supposed to be a minor injury that will sideline him just basically during the summer. But he should be available for the season. And this is coming off, of course, Jorge missing most of last season with another injury. And it's led to some questions as far as how is this going to impact Pitt basketball moving forward. And Jorge Diaz-Graham, of course, the twin brother of Guillermo Diaz-Graham, who was a major player for Pitt basketball last season. And there's people hoping that the twins can kind of unite and do some more work this year and continue to improve. But Abby, how does this injury impact things if he's not going to miss playing time this year from this injury?
I think I look at it two ways. I think the first of all is this summer, you know, the summer is a great opportunity to really get back into things and really work on things that you didn't do well, beef up, get stronger. We saw the growth of the Diaz-Graham twins just from their freshman season to their sophomore season, working out with Blake Henson and the rest of the team. So that's a really great period of time to grow. And with Jorge being out all season, most of the season, and now missing the summer, that just makes me a little wary for what he's going to look like when, you know, the season starts, because that's a long time to go without really playing basketball. And the second part of it is how much of this really is going to impact him when he gets onto the court, because you got to think his conditioning probably isn't up to par, and you never know with an injury if it could be something that you're having to deal with. I think Pitt is in a better spot roster-wise with this injury and any potential implications it has for the upcoming season. I think they just have more bodies and more people that they can kind of put in as opposed to last season when they really didn't have that many people to kind of go down to the bench. So Pitt itself is in a better position, I think, despite the injury. However, I just am worried that it could really set back Jorge, not only just in his conditioning, but also just his basketball.
Yeah, I think that's something to note here is that Guillermo has gotten better because of his experience. He's learned how to play at the ACC pace. He's learned how to work on his physicality while also still keeping his 3-point game in the business. Jorge hasn't had that. Not only was he not the guy that was really leaned on at the end of the 2022-2023 season, but he missed most of the 2023-2024 season, 16 games in fact, and now he has a core injury. And core injuries, I mean, we don't know the specific core injury, but core injuries can really mess you up. Like, they can be something that keep you from doing most workout things. Whereas, like, before he had, like, you know, a knee injury, and you could still do some upper body workouts. You could do certain things to work around it. But a core injury, that can, you know, depending on what it is, it can be really limiting. And so, yeah, you're right. It could be a big setback for Jorge's development. Granted, you know, this will be what, his junior year, and technically he could redshirt and, you know, be able to handle that. But I think that Jorge certainly has work to do. But like you've also said, and I think this is a great point, this might be the best year for Pitt to handle an injury like this, especially to a guy like Jorge, who's more of a depth guy on this roster when they've added all these pieces like Cam Corin, like Damian Dunn, like Guillermo Diaz-Graham. They've kept on the team Jalen Lowe, Ishmael Leggett. They have so many different answers right now, to the point where, you know, we're going to be asking who's going to be the guy that's going to be the people that are odd men out and not getting the most minutes. So injuries have certainly derailed teams of Jeff Capel's in the past, but if this is the extent of them, it would be a blessing to the Panthers.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at it, like, again, we talk about depth. This is really good. I mean, an injury is never good, but if it's going to happen at any point and you're going to be dealing with the fallout from that, you look at just looking at the forwards. I'm not even going to break it down 4 and 5s. You've got freshman Amde Ndiaye. Yep. The transfer Cameron Corin from Florida State, Papa Conte, who's been highly touted, and this gives him an opportunity to get some more minutes. Marlon Barnes Jr., redshirt freshman. I'm going down. You got Benjamin Mayhew, which some of these are walk-ons and likely won't play. But still, we're looking at a good amount of depth coming in as well, you know, Guillermo. And you know, the list goes on. I don't need to spill them all out, but there's a lot of people here that can take the time to step up. And for one person in particular, I think this is a great time to see what Papa Conte can really do, because yes, you have Cam Corin and Guillermo behind him, but now with Jorge, you know, battling injuries, which, like you said, it's probably a core injury, is probably going to linger.
Yeah.
This gives Papa Conte the chance to be that first guy off the bench and really show what he can do, which is a great opportunity, because this is the guy we're looking at to really be the future of that down low. And so it sucks for Jorge. And, you know, he might bounce back completely and be totally fine. But no matter what happens, Pitt is in a good spot because of the work that Jeff Capel has done in the offseason.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot to be said there. And there was some transfer portal movement for Pitt football. We'll get to that in a sec here with a question from Theo. How does new defensive lineman Anthony Johnson change the Pitt football roster? I wrote about this. I talked to Anthony Johnson last week in our Friday Pitt recruitment report. Was able to put this out. So for those who don't know, Anthony Johnson was a transfer portal guy who bounced around quite a bit. Yeah, he was at Youngstown State for the last few years. Then he went out, was committed to Illinois, then decommitted from Illinois, was looking at committed to Mississippi State, decommitted from Mississippi State, but now he's committed to Pitt, and it seems like that's where he is going to stay. And he's also originally from the Brookline area here in Pittsburgh, and played his junior year at Jeanette before moving to Cleveland Heights to play his senior year. So he's been bouncing around everywhere, but Anthony Johnson is a last year senior. He's a guy that's been he's been in college football. He's a defensive tackle. He's going to play in the middle of the line. He got 5 sacks last year. I think if nothing else, Abby, this is the veteran presence that they need in the middle of their defensive line, because last year they lost guys like David Green, guys like Devin Danielson. And whereas they weren't superstars, they were good role players who could be, you know, veterans who could handle the middle part of the line. Whereas this year, Nakai Johnson and Sean Fitzsimmons are guys that they're hoping really step up and make things happen this year. And I expect them to impress. But I also think that you want a veteran, a guy who's been in college football for some time and been playing at the defensive line to kind of be able to rotate in there. And that's where I think Anthony Johnson is if nothing else, he's a heady veteran who can come in, help the younger guys continue to adapt and be sort of a calm head when things are getting wild in games.
I think that's huge for Pitt too, especially this season with how young some of the guys are and how inexperienced some of the guys are just because of who they've been playing behind for the past couple of years. And having a guy who has a lot of experience and you know, bouncing around may be a bad thing, but in a way it's also a good thing because you have to adapt quickly. And I think that's a great advantage for Anthony Johnson to come in. He's moved around a lot. He knows how to adapt to a new team, and I could see him doing that really well. But the question I have for you, Chris, is, you know, we've talked about, you know, Pitt used to be one of the really good tackling team and kind of been off most years. Do you think Anthony Johnson is a guy who can kind of help return Pitt to that?
It's a good question, Abby. The answer is I don't know. I've seen some highlights of his at Youngstown State, but Youngstown State at the ACC. And I think that's where that's going to be up to him to show, hey, how much can you grow here? I truly think that he can be part of the puzzle if there is another young leader who steps up for Pitt this year. If Nakai Johnson or Sean Fitzsimmons really step up, or if Isaiah Ghost-Neal. And that to me, that's where things can get really interesting because you have a lot of really young guys in this roster. Ghost-Neal, Isaiah Neal, you know, redshirted last year. He's a redshirt freshman this year. You got true freshman Jossier Whittington, who I think can be really good. There's a lot of potential on this defensive line that's really young and has to develop soon, I think, if they want to make an impact this year. And that's where I think Anthony Johnson can buy you some time at the early part of the season as these guys start to kind of, you know, get their feet wet, start to understand how the pace of play is and help Coach Tim Doust, the new defensive line coach, introduce these guys to the level of play that's needed. So will he get them back? Because here's the thing, Abby, when you're talking about being one of the best defenses, especially pass rushing defenses in all of college football, Pitt ranked in the top three, for 4 or 5 years in a row under Charlie Partridge. That was unheard of. Like, it was just consistently getting after the quarterback, even when they didn't have, you know, a superstar on the defensive line like Kalijah Kancey. They were bringing it over the years, and they had guys that were coming up all the time. Now they don't have the established superstar that everyone's looking at, like a Rashad Weaver, a Kalijah Kancey, a Jalen Twyman, a Patrick Jones. There isn't that guy on the roster right now. And Deion Hayes might have been that this year, but now he's gone to Colorado. So now you're hoping that some of these young guys develop quicker than what you initially expected, and you're hoping that, you know.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anthony Johnson fills in here to make that. I don't think they get back into the top three in the country category, but if they do get some of these guys to step up, they can get back towards the top of the ACC, and that would be a big step in and of itself.
And what I like also about Anthony Johnson for this is, you know, with all the young guys, it's almost in a way, like, I'm going to use an analogy, and Chris can tell me if I'm wrong on this, but it kind of feels like he gets to be a little bit of a quick fix for this. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned earlier, is he can come in and kind of, if I'm going to use my analogy, he can stop the bleeding. he can come in, be the Band-Aid, and then as the other guys start to progress, that's kind of when you're coming in with your sutures to stitch it up and really solve the issue. Because, you know, it's just hard to make an impact when you're transferring in, when there are so many unknowns with this team. But he is a guy that I could see totally coming in and being that Band-Aid fix. And maybe, you know, leading to that long-term fix for Pitt and the defense. And, you know, like you said, getting back to that. It's not going to happen this year, likely, definitely not top three. But this is a guy that can come in and be a stable force, which I think is something that Pitt needs in a year of uncertainty.
Agreed. I think that's a great comparison as far as a metaphor, like, you know, stopping the bleeding. They need to, because now you don't have, like last year, you didn't have that star in the middle of the defensive line, but you at least had the veterans who could stand up at the right times and help you. This year, you don't even have that. You need young guys to step up. Anthony Johnson, I think, perfectly put, you know, he's going to buy yourself time, give these guys, the younger guys, time to develop. And then you can hopefully, if you're Pitt, you're developing some of those younger guys to be some starters by midseason. So that next year, when you're coming in, when you don't need to necessarily get Anthony Johnson in the portal, because you already have two starters on the defensive line, some backups raring to go. Because that's the other thing. Let's say DeKai Johnson and Sean Fitzsimmons are those guys. Well, guess what? Behind them, now you have Neal and Whittington and other guys that you're developing, Francis Brew and you know, other guys, like other guys that you're developing at different parts of the defensive line as well. That's where you can develop, you know, get back to developing consistent guys. Because it was like, you know, when Jalen Twyman was gone, Kalijah Kansey came up. When Patrick Jones was gone, Deion Hayes was getting ready to come up. They had John Morgan the fourth ready to come up. They had rotations of guys. That's what the Pitt's defensive line needs to get back. And I think Anthony Johnson, like you put, can be a can stop the bleeding as far as buying them some time to develop some of those younger guys to come up. So with that point there, let's move to our last question here that comes from Ingrid, who asks, how has Coach Tori Verde done in the transfer portal for Pitt women's basketball? And will Pitt women's basketball be better next year? Abby, this is something that you wrote about just last week with another transfer portal edition. Can you break down what's been done so far?
Yeah, so when you look at it, the big highlights is you lost Leah Tukang, who was their best player. She decided to enter the transfer portal, and it made sense. I mean, when you're averaging 18.7 points per game, your team isn't doing as well as you would like them to. I mean, they went 8-24 last season, which was an improvement from the season before. But when you're averaging 18.7 points for a ACC team, you're going to get a lot of looks from some other programs. And so she understandably left. So that's the big highlight there. You're losing that. However, they still have Aislinn Malcolm, who was their second leading scorer. Granted, it was quite a substantial drop, 9.7 points from 9.3 from 18.7. But still, it's important to have that veteran presence, as well as you have Bella Perkins, who was in the top five of scoring, and Aaron Battle, who was in the top five of scoring. So it's good to have a little court. You know, before they only had four returners from the season before. This year they have seven. I think that's always a good thing, especially when you're Tori Verde trying to kind of establish culture and establish what you want this team to be. Having people come back year to year is super important. And then you've got seven newcomers, two freshmen and five transfers. And, you know, it's hard to say what they're really going to be able to do just because we don't know. But what I like about this group of transfers is all five of them come from Power Five programs. I guess it's Power Four now, but whatever, Power Conference. Michaela Elmore played for Clemson, so she understands the ACC. Kadia Faye played for Texas and Texas Tech. Amaya Jenkins, Kentucky, Brooklyn Miles, Kentucky. So there's some chemistry there since they both have played for the same team. And Michaela Johnson from Colorado. Again, these are players who didn't get a lot of playing time on those teams. However, anytime you have someone coming from a power conference program into a program that's trying to develop, I think is a good thing, because you have people that understand the rigors of what it takes to compete in a top conference. And so adding that in just makes the competition and practice even more challenging. And it's that iron sharpens iron mentality with these players, as well as the seven returners. You know, it's hard to say I think, yes, Pitt women's basketball will be better next year. I like that we're using better and not just like, are they going to be good next year? Because that's an arbitrary thing. And that's really hard to do, to take a program and you know, be good, especially when you've had some not great seasons. I do think they'll get more wins. I knew 8 was a jump from the season prior, and I think they'll continue. I know Tori Verdi's way too passionate for that not to continue. And so I think all of these are good ads, but at the same time, it's way too early to tell how all the pieces are going to fit. But Tori Verdi's been active, and he's been getting some good names.
Certainly. And I think part of this also, like, I know they, I mean, you lose a player that averages a double double in Liatu King, that's not going to go over well. But at the same time, sometimes when you're making something for a program or for a team, you need players that are just going to fit your system. And sometimes that may not include the people that score the most or that did the most when the team was bad. They need people that fit what your plan is. And that's where Coach Verdi's going to have to really step up for Pitt women's basketball. 8-24, 2-16 in the conference. You know, I don't think anyone holds that against them, because let's face it, Pitt basketball was terrible under Lance White. Susan McConnell had, you know, a good year and then a couple decent years before it really fell off. But Pitt basketball hasn't had more than 3 conference wins since 2016, 2017. And even then, that was only 4 conference wins. The last time they had more a winning record in the ACC was the last year that they made the NCAA tournament in 2015. So I look at that and I say, like, man, that's a tough road to climb. But if you're going to get there, you have to coach your style of basketball. You have to establish your style of basketball and get the right people to fit that style. And that'll still probably lead to losing. I'm not saying they're going to be better. I'm not saying they're going to have a winning record this year. But if they can find an identity, something they can cling to, and something that says, hey, this is our style of basketball. When we do this well, we win games. That can be the first step to saying, all right, now let's get onto the recruiting trail. Let's start to change things in the next few years. But that needs to be the objective of Tori Verdi moving forward if Pitt women's basketball is going to be a contender in any time soon.
Agreed. And I think Tori Verdi has a good head on his shoulders, and he knows what it takes to develop a program into that NCAA tournament team. I mean, he did it at his last program at UMass, and I just see that continuing. I can't imagine having the resources you do at Pitt and not helping them to become a standard program. And, you know, it's difficult because there are a lot of great programs in the ACC that you have to battle with each day. But I'm going to go back again to that iron sharpens iron. And as long as they're getting better slowly but surely, this team has a bright future ahead of it.
Absolutely. She's Abby Schnabel. I'm Chris Carter. You can find all of our written work covering all things Pitt and college sports here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette at post-gazette.com. Find us there. Find this show and all of our shows here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette by searching Post-Gazette Sports on your favorite podcasting apps and on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoy it. Subscribe to this channel to get all of the daily content that comes out from all of our sports writers here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We're back Wednesday here with the North Shore Drive podcast after Steelers OTAs resume. Thanks again for tuning into the Pitt Mailbag Show. We'll see you again here soon on the North Shore Drive podcast and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's podcast network. Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.